section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by First Security Bank in Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, the Dreyer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Wolfslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Concrete by Erickson Chevrolet, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, American Surplus, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiley, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Biesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company, Kettitz Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by Lac Pile Corn and Soybean Growers, Tron Tasso Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company, House of Spirits, Appleton, Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gesselson's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Friends Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store. Section Sports brought to you by Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Miniota, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus and Dawson, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services, Kluver Law Office, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, and Section Sports brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Chris Wodzinski for House, Country Sod Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company, and Hilltop Bar and Grill.
And Paul Ramo here in the studio. Let's head on over to Montevideo. Section 3A dance is happening. The competition is over. And filling in for me today, Dee Dee Schomer over there in Montevideo. Dee Dee, thanks for covering Section 3A dance for us.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to assist you guys and bring some live results from Montevideo High School. Energy in the gym is hi, as always, when it's a dance day.
That's right.
So,
all right. Yeah, tell us what's going on over there. Is it a full gym?
It is a full gym here, and what's going on today is it's Section 3A, as you stated. And what is so important about today is it also decides who from Section 3A is going to make a trip to the state dance tournament next weekend. And so three teams will be announced here for jazz, and three teams will be announced for kick. And so next weekend, Friday is the jazz day, and Saturday is the high kick day at the Target Center. So the towns that we have dancing here today for a chance to make it to state next weekend are Bold, Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart, McCray, RCW, New Ulm Cathedral, Montevideo, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows, St. James, Glencoe, Silver Lake, Worthington, and Yellow Medicine East. So earlier today, they competed in both the jazz and the high kick, and that competition is now wrapped up, and we're just awaiting here results. So the girls are going to be taking the floor here shortly. They bring out all the dancers, and then Tim Burns here will read the live results, and a lot of excitement will happen, and they will get their medals and plaques and honor their teams with excitement. So I want to give a shout out to our very own Shadows dance team, who's worked exceptionally hard this year. I am looking at our roster here. We're going to start out with varsity kick is Aaliyah Bayless, ninth grader, Piper Dove, eighth grader, Bryn Gliggy, ninth grader, Chloe Sliggy, 11th grader, Harper Grenholz, 11th grade, Molly Halverson, a senior, Aubrey Holmes, 8th grade, Kinley Kepp, 9th grade, Bria Kozbab, 12th grade, Chloe Kranz, 10th grade, Kinley Kranz, 9th grade, Cara Mamali, excuse me, 8th grade, Bella Martinson, 9th grade, Paisley Martinson, 11th grade, Shayla Meyer, 11th grade. Faith Meyer, 10th grade. Alexa Olson, a senior. Cameron Olson, a 10th grader. Micaiah Poots, another senior. Celissa Ramos, 10th grader. Ella Stock, senior. Lola Stone, 8th grader. And Emma Saltzberry, 8th grader. Sadie Zarbuck, 10th grader. So girls that are doing double duty, which means jazz, we have 13 girls on the floor this year, and that, I believe, is the biggest jazz team that we have had in Shadows history. So shout out to our growing program and to be able to put that many girls on the floor. And those dancers are Aaliyah Bayless, Bryn and Chloe Gliggy, Harper Grenholm, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Chloe Kranz, Kara Mamali, Bella and Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Micaiah Poots, Celissa Ramos. And we do have some pretty awesome coaches. We've got Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer. And our JV coaches, Cece Fransky and Hope Shelstead. And our managers, Macy Zarbuck and Zoe Cruz. So that is our full roster that brings the Shadows to the competitions every weekend and the hours in the gym. And hats off to those ladies. They perform amazing. I truly feel today was their best performances all season, and we talk about peaking at the right time, and I feel today they are definitely doing that. Some strong performances were, of course, our tough competitors, Yellow Medicine East. They put out some strong performances. And in the jazz category, Worthington and Montevideo, that is going to be an interesting result to get, because that's pretty neck and neck there. And in kick, I think that's going to be another close result between Monty and Bold, Wyoming, and us in there as well. So, you know, it's been a really strong performance day, and we'll see how the results turn out here. So they're going to start to take the floor, and just kind of going through some history of the Shadows of how we have done at Section 3A. We have been first or second here for the last 5 years. We have three first place kick championships and two second place championships. And in jazz, we have four first place championships and one second place championship. So we as a team have really done ourselves, you know, well at these tournaments here, and are fortunate to make a trip down to the state tournament. So it looks like they're going to start bringing the girls out. The results are in here, and just providing the listeners the live results here from the Montevideo High School. So I'm going to turn it back to Paul.
Okay.
And when we have everybody on the floor.
Yeah, Dee, sorry to interrupt. What's the fan base like for the Shadows there in Montevideo today?
You know, I see the gym is fully packed, and they're doing it a little different this year. So they're actually announcing the teams, like, they're, before they come on the floor, they're, like, announcing it and playing their music as the girls actually walk out and take the floor. So this is something new.
Okay.
I haven't seen this.
I'm guessing there's a lot of La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows fans there today.
Yes, we do. It looks like pretty much a lot of the bottom and a good chunk of the top, and then we're sharing a side with YME, so they pretty much have the other half of the gym. So,
right.
And Monty's on the opposite side of the gym, so, I mean, those teams bring a fairly large crowd. Section 3A is one of the strongest sections in the state, as we know. You and I have talked about it in the past, and do very well down at the state tournament. So just to make it out of this section is, it's a dogfight to get out of here. So the level of competition is very high, and as I talked earlier about some close scores, so we'll see how things play out. But they just announced our girls, and I had to plug my ear because it was loud.
Yeah, it sounds loud, that's for sure. The Shadows and the Yellow Medicine East, they've been going back and forth, very close scores during the regular season competition, right?
Yes. It's always very tight, and I just took a look at the state leaderboard, which is anybody in Class A, and that's going to be a nail-biter next weekend. I mean, you're talking tenths apart, so that will be a very jam-packed weekend, both Friday and Saturday, with very high-energy dancing, and these teams and these young ladies have really brought it again this year with a whole new routine, a whole new... I don't know how these teams do what they do and recreate themselves every year and come up with new skills and moves, and it's just so impressive, and everybody works so hard.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll just keep on the line here with the results coming up. First, they do jazz first, so the top three places will qualify for state, right?
Yes. Yep. So we have just one more team to take the floor, and they're already standing there with medals in hand. So this was kind of cool to see this. Instead of the girls just walking out and just waiting for the results on the floor, Tim Burns is announcing them one at a time, and they'll go right into live action. So this is kind of cool to get that honor to do that. So,
yeah. Tim Burns from Wilmer, he does a great job every year at section dance, doesn't he?
Yeah. I don't think I've been at a section dance without Tim Burns. So it's kind of like you, Paul. This is different. We're not used to you not being here, but I am glad that I can help and assist, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we'll be at Target Center next week.
Yes, we will. So that's everybody is now on the floor, and so hold our breath here. So,
all right.
Yeah, they will start out with jazz, and they'll do third place first. So,
all right. Sounds good. This is the moment everybody's been looking for, right?
Yeah, it's really quiet.
All right.
A lot of hopes and dreams. Third place for jazz. Rank of 15. Worthington. Now, they have not been at the state tournament in a few years. I'm going to have to do some research this week and see how long it's been. So those girls are coming out of their, they are excited, some tears. That is really awesome for them.
Yeah, I've been covering section dance for a long time. This might be the first time ever Worthington's been to the state tournament.
Yeah, I know they were there. I mean, it could have been 10 years. So, like I said, I'm going to do a little research with that. So, good for them. They put on a beautiful routine.
Yeah. My nephew's wife used to be the head coach at Worthington a few years back. So, I'm sure she's happy too, Tasha. Tasha Ramel.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, I did.
What was their routine? What was their routine like, Dee?
Well, one thing that makes unique for Worthington is this was the first year that I believe the school and their studio allowed the girls to do both. I did ask Aaliyah that question, and I believe there was something with that prior. The girls had to pick one or the other. And so now their teams are larger versus just, like, not very many. And so there's a lot of studio dance that kind of came through their routine. And so I had a few parents ask me, like, what do you think? And I said, well, you know, their technique is very apparent, and obviously that set them apart today. But I think those scores were very, very close, because Monty put out an amazing routine as well, and they worked hard. And I didn't know which way that was going to go.
What was the rank score again?
15 is what we started at, so that was for third place, and they will make their appearance on the state floor at the Target Center next Friday.
All right.
So now the girls are all getting their medals here, and they're just about done getting that. And they will run over as a team and get that trophy.
Oh, it's got to be exciting for them. You said there's a lot of tears, huh?
There is. There's a lot of emotion coming from that team right now. And you know, you just, you never know. We always talk about you don't know until you hear your name, and that's very true. Very, very true. And we can also talk about a kick. They had a girl that couldn't complete their routine, so one of their teammates went down, and so they had that going on. So I think, you know, you bring some of that into today, too. So to get this result is pretty cool to watch.
Our broadcast partner Grace Johnson just texted me, and she's on top of things. She said this is Worthington's third year advancing to the state.
Okay.
Grace knows everything, doesn't she?
Well, I appreciate her assistance because that is great. And now we're in second place.
Yeah, she's listening.
Okay, Yellow Medicine East, and we were busy talking, so I didn't get the rank on that, so if Grace can let us know if she was, or she's listening too, but they are in second.
YME Silhouettes qualified for state and Jazz and at second place.
Yep. And they are a steady team that is at state. I'll get my state sheet out next weekend, but YME is a force to be reckoned with, so their state appearances are, I think they've hardly ever not been at state for Jazz. So beautiful routine brought out by these young ladies. They have a little bit of a smaller squad this year, but they are put a beautiful lyrical routine together. Their technique and their style is always just beautiful to watch.
Is Jazz, you look at the it was a rank score of 10, I guess.
Okay.
Yep.
So it looks like it's becoming straight across the board because there are more judges here. There are 7 at sections. So you drop the high and the low, and then there's 5 judges left. So
yeah, Grace is listening. Grace Johnson, of course, Grace, a former shadow and now a coach at Holly, and they qualified for state last weekend. And Grace will be with us at Target Center next week. She says this is YME's 28th consecutive year going to state. Still there?
We're going to do first. Yeah, I'm just listening because they're going to announce here. Rank of 5. Lacapara Valley, Dawson Boyd. And we found our fans. It was deafening. So they're excited. Very excited.
Section champions in Jazz.
Yes.
Again.
So this is, yep, they were last year and they are this year.
You got the names of the Jazz girls there if you got time?
Yep, I do. So our varsity Jazz dancers are Aaliyah Bayless, Bryn, and Chloe Gliggy, Harper Reynolds, senior Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holmes, Chloe Cran, Tara Mamali, Bella and Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, senior Micaiah Puth, and Jalissa Reynolds. And these ladies put in endless hours, and we can also talk about studio, too. That also helps keep us where we're at when these girls put double duty in. So that helps with your technique and your form and just everything that makes you a well-round dancer. So there, lots of hugs.
Yeah, when they when you say studio, you mean the feeder program for the Shadows dance team, right?
Yeah. We are very lucky in our small community. We've got the Valley Dance District and Just for Kicks. And those two programs, actually all 3 of our programs, our dance programs, work together and support each other. And that's how these girls are able to do what they do during high school dance season, during their Just for Kicks when they're growing up, and then the studio in their competition season. So it's pretty amazing to see year after year. And like I stated before, 13 girls on the floor, that is the biggest we have ever had. And so that's just, you know, kudos to those feeder programs that keep our community and these girls doing what they love and succeeding at it.
Now, is your daughter Aaliyah, is she the jazz coach? Or?
Yes, she is. So this is Aaliyah's third year being the jazz coach.
Awesome.
So it is. It's been a lot of fun to watch her.
Yep.
And so now we're switching over to high kick in third place. A rank of 15. Montevideo. Montevideo will be making their state appearance on Saturday. And Monty has been pretty consistent with kick as well. We're seeing a lot of emotion from Monty. They're super excited to repeat back in high kick. They were there last year, so nice to see them make a return trip.
Yeah, it's always been a kind of a fun rival between Montevideo, YME, and La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyden Dance, isn't it?
It is, and it's what keeps everybody pushing and working. And, you know, we've talked about it in the past. I mean, we live here today, and we competed here today. But when we get down to the state tournament, we are Section 3A, and we are excited for Section 3A. And a lot of times, our Section 3A, we start with, you know, 12 in the state for Class A, and then we break it down to 6. And the final 6, a lot of the time, we have all 3, if not 2, make it into the final. So, like I said, to get just out of Section 3A is a big deal. And so, with Grace, you know, helping out a little bit today, we will see Grace's team on Friday. They made it in jazz, and they made it in kick. So that is super fun to see her. She's a fellow Sato, and she's out coaching, and fun to support her as well as her and Hannah coach up there. So that's fun to see our alumni succeeding as well.
All right. Are the Offit sisters still at New London Spicer coaching?
I do not believe they are this year. I think they are taking this year off.
Okay.
So, yep.
Good.
And now Montevideo is getting their award here. They're very excited. That was a close one, too, between Bold and Monty. So lots of emotions today. That third place was really, really a dogfight there. And it'll be interesting to see some of the scores and see how close it was. So, but Monty started it out with a rank of 15, so that means every judge that was left had them in third place.
Okay.
They're getting back in line. And
okay, we're ready for second place then, huh?
Yep. Lots of huddles.
Second place in high kick in Section 3A.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. They just crowned Monty third place.
It's nail biting time.
It is. Second place with a rank of 10. Yellow Medicine is back at the state tournament in kick. Their routine this year is a Michael Jackson remix. That's a fun routine. They've got like white and black tops and a really good, fun routine to Michael Jackson. And they, again, are another force to be reckoned with, and they will make a return trip to the Target Center next Saturday in high kick as well.
I don't have the information in front of me, but they placed, weren't they runner-up last year at state or third place or something like that?
They were runner-up last year. Yeah. They were second place.
Behind the Shadows.
Yep. I was going to say, we were state champions, and that was a close one, too, again. So, I think from here on out, it's just, I mean, you're talking 10th in some of these, or a rank, you know. You can beat somebody in points, but you can lose in rank, and dance is subjective. So, as good as these teams are, and the quality of the routines they put on the floor, they make those judges work, and have to really make some decisions. So, it's like I said, representing 3A is super fun, and when you have such high programs like YME, Montevideo, and Bacaparo Valley, Dawson, Boyd, it's fun to see us represent these communities and these areas down at the Target Center. I will say Canby this year only had a JV team. They were a little bit smaller in numbers, and so they're building back. So normally we have Canby that is competing today, but they only have a JV team. So hopefully we see them back at the section tournament next year.
Right, right. Yeah, Canby Mineota, they seem to be getting, years past, they just got better and better every year.
Yeah, yep. So in a lot of these towns, we used to have like 15 in Section 3A, and a lot of the towns are combining and keeping their programs alive, and so Canby is one of those. And so RCW and McRae combined as well. So there's, and look at us, we've been together for quite a few years too. So.
Right. All right, we're awaiting now, the section champion name in high kick here.
Yep. So.
All right, I'll give it to you.
2026 high kick champion with a rank of 5. Lacapara Valley Dawson Boys Paddles. So we repeated. We keep our Section A championship title. The girls are ecstatic. They're excited. That's super fun to take that energy to next weekend. They put out an amazing performance today. Both jazz and high kick. Carly is starting off giving the medal to the girls. We're going to go through the kick roster here. So, Aaliyah Bayless, Piper Dove, sisters Bryn and Chloe Gliggy, Harper Grenholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Kinley Keff, Bria Cosbob, Chloe Kranz, Kinley Kranz, those two are sisters. Cara Mamali, sisters Bella and Paisley Martinson, sisters Shayla and Faith Meyer, Alexis Olson, Cameron Olson, Makaya Poos, Jalissa Ramos, Ella Scott, Lola Stone, Emma Stotesberry, Sadie Zarba. And our amazing coaches, we've got head coach Carly Wager, assistant coach Aaliyah Schomer, and then our JV coaches, CC Flahimsky and Holt Selstead. And then our managers, Macy Zarbuck and Zoe Cruz.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the Shadows again. Back-to-back section champions. Last year they swept two in high kick and jazz.
Yes, they did. So this is pretty cool for them. There are definitely lots of smiles, lots of hugs. They're just about ready to raise the roof here and go get that trophy that they can put in the trophy case back at the school.
They're going to have to build another trophy case out at the schools.
They are. Well, their routine, their high cook routine is about dreams. So they wear like a plum color, and they've got a really clever design for their uniform, but it's about dreams. And it's super cool how they choreograph that routine and dial that in, and it's really fun to watch. So they're grabbing the trophy right now. I'm going to try to get Carly and Aaliyah and some of the seniors up here to go on the radio so
okay.
We can talk to them.
You just want to recap, Dee Dee, the jazz winners and the high kick winners again?
Yeah. So representing Section 3A next weekend at State in third place in jazz, Worthington, in second place, Yellow Medicine East, and our 2026 champion is Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd. And in high kick, representing Section 3A is Montevideo, in second place, Yellow Medicine East, in first place, the section champion is our very own Bacaparo Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. So they are feeling exceptionally happy right now, and they're taking the photo op time. So I'm going to turn it back to Paul, and when I can get the coaches and a couple of the girls together to do some live energy feedback there, I will do that.
All right, we'll just hang up. You call back when you're ready then, Dee Dee.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, great job. Thanks for covering it for us.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Dee Dee Schomer. Covering Section 3A dance in Montevideo, and we'll have some interviews with the coaches and girls here in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we'll go back to regular scheduled programming with Under the Hood. All right, we're going to interrupt the Under the Hood show for a few minutes and go back to Montevideo for Section 3A dance. Dee Dee Schomer's covering, got some good news with us for us, Dee Dee, and you got some coaches with you.
I have some very excited coaches sitting next to me. We've got the section champion high kick coach and jazz coach, our amazing coaches for the La Caparo Valley Dawson Boy dance team. We've got Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer. Ladies, this is an exciting time. We are wearing blue and we like that color. So can you tell me a little bit about how today, the girls, all of it, the performances, just kind of walk us through that, and maybe what your routines are and what it's about. So, Aaliyah, I'll have you start with jazz, since we started the day out with jazz. So, going to let you take the phone here and talk to our listening area.
Yeah, so today we started out with jazz, and the girls came out and brought all the emotion and thought the turns and all the things we've been working on the last couple weeks. We've really been pushing on my cardio and doing turns and working on our technique of turns and really just cleaning up our routine, and they applied all that today and really had a flawless performance, so we're very proud. Our routine is really about being strong and confident in who you are and showing that and being open to the world and expressing that. So we really brought that energy today through our performance, and it really showed through their faces and their poise and their confidence when they came out and danced. So we really enjoyed watching them, and they're happy to have another week with them. I'll pass the phone to Carly to explain how kick went today.
Hello. So, yes, we had our strongest kick performance today. They just went out there with high energy, high kicks, brought the facials, and, yeah, they had the strongest performance of the season, so we are beyond proud of them. Our theme this year is like a dream theme, and so starts off kind of like a sweet dream and then turns into nightmare music, and so the girls have a lot of fun with that and really bring the facials and theatrics to that. So, yeah, we're very proud of the double blue today.
Carly, can you tell the listeners what today means to the girls and how that kind of leads into next weekend and what kind of goes on next weekend once they get down to the Target Center?
Yeah, we always stress that practice. You know, the blue hardware is just a sprinkle on the cake. It's not all about the medal. It's fun to earn that, but the biggest thing is them walking off the floor knowing that they gave their best and them feeling proud, and that's exactly what they did today, and I think that confidence of them knowing they did very well when they left the floor is going to really help them when they go into state next week and go against the toughest teams in the state.
Aaliyah, you start the state tournament out on Jazz Day. So can you tell us a little bit about how that looks and some of the pressures or what goes on with that?
Yeah, so I think Jazz Day for most of the girls is the most nerve-wracking day. You know, there's less girls on the floor, more people, more eyes on you that way, and that type of thing, but the girls also are so used to, you know, dancing to routines and all those things, so it's really fun to see them have one day of just jazz and getting to focus on that, and so honestly, when we get down to the Target Center, my main focus is just enjoy it. This is your last ride of the season, and you've earned this. You've put in all this hard work up to this moment, and so all that is done. It's all just time to show it. Show your fans, show the judges, and just come off the floor, like Carly said today, and just feel so great about what you just did and ending that season on a high. And so we've really just stressed, you know, state is something that we've worked all season for, and now you've earned that ride, so just try to enjoy it because it goes so fast, and we just want them to really enjoy those last moments together and just show that on the floor. So that's kind of what I stressed for that last week, and then that kind of goes into Saturday as well. So
Carly, can you tell us a tradition that happens at state tournament. With the Olympics going on, I feel this is so fitting to something that's been a tradition. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this tradition actually started back when Aaliyah was on the team. We did not do it when I was on the team, but I was coaching the team when we did this. And so it's called the Radisson Olympics. At the time, the hotel that we stayed at was called the Radisson. It's now called something else. But the girls are put into rooms, the state rooms that they sleep in, and then they get to come up with some sort of, like, funny skit, and then they show it for us coaches, and then we vote on the best one, and it's just become such a fun highlight of state. And so we're really excited to see what the girls bring to Radisson Olympics this year, because they really have some creative minds, so we're really excited about that.
Well, joining our special group here, I have a senior, a dancer with a big smile on her face. So we're going to let Carly and Aaliyah go back down and join the rest of the team. But I have senior Molly Halverson with us, and she dances on the jazz and high kick team. So congratulations. First of all, your hard work paid off today. You looked amazing. But what are you feeling in this moment as a senior today, and this being your last section? You're enjoying it, embracing it, but is it a little different for you? Does it hit a little different?
I'm definitely so grateful this year because just to have this amazing team, and everyone on this team is just such hard workers, and they all are so dedicated to the sport, and just today, like, the vibes were so high, and we were just embracing all the last moments we have with each other, and it's honestly just the best day of our lives today, because, like, I couldn't have wished for a better team, and we just have so much fun all together and on the floor, and we just really see all of our hard work pay off.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the routines that you guys have. You start the day with jazz, and so can you tell us a little bit about that routine and what it means to you? And you guys have really, really worked hard on that routine, and it looks breathtaking. So explain the style of dance that it is and some of the things that make you guys stand out a little different.
Yeah, so for jazz, it's contemporary. Like, it's kind of slower and more breathy, almost in, like, the sharp, hard-hitting jazz. And the message we're trying to relay in the dance is about, like, there's so many different personalities, but, like, we are our own personalities, and we are just trying to show who we are as dancers when we perform. And every single time we get on the floor, we really just let, like, give ourselves to the audience to let them see who we are, and we just dance so all together. And, yeah, we do, like, turns and leaps, and mostly the difference between jazz and kick is more turns for jazz, and so we work a lot on our turns and our leaps and our kicks and just being technical and fluid and as one.
Thank you, Molly, and I want to give a little shout-out to another senior that joined us in the booth. You two are pretty close, and so thank you, Micaiah, for joining us. It's exciting. Congratulations to you. Why don't you take us through the kick? So Molly did an excellent job of explaining jazz. And so if you could explain kick and how much fun you're having with that routine, and just let us know the style and what you do in that routine. I loved last year, but now you guys have set the bar again. So I'll give you an opportunity here.
Yeah, so this year we've really experimented and kind of stepped out of our comfort zone with almost switching the mood of the dance halfway through. So our dance is supposed to represent a dream turning into a nightmare. So in the beginning, we're all happy and smiling and stuff, and then halfway through, it's kind of the music twists, and then we're supposed to act scared and more tough than smiley. And so we took a big risk with that, but we're having a lot of fun with it. We love having a mix this year of different songs. It keeps the dance exciting, and we've just had a lot of fun with it.
Now let's talk about something that you're really excited for, which is state next weekend, right? So tell us one thing that you're looking forward to next weekend. I'll let Molly go first.
Dude, that is really hard because honestly the whole weekend I'm just looking forward to, and I probably am the most excited to dance because the state floor, the second you step onto it, the lights are shining so bright and the music is so loud. It's just the area is just such a good vibe. And so dancing on the state floor literally feels like you're in heaven. And you only get to experience it once a year, or twice, I guess, if you make it to finals. And it's just honestly the best feeling when you're out there. And, like, you just know all your supporters are, like, cheering for you, and your whole team is with you, and you're just fighting till the end. And all of the fun memories we make at state with our hotel rooms and our Radisson Olympics that we do, where we just make skits and then perform them, and going out to eat together, and just the whole weekend is just honestly what I look forward to every single year.
Micaiah, why don't you share what you're going to experience next weekend?
So yeah, similar to Molly, the whole weekend is just a blast. We are so close with the whole team, and I just really look forward to the environment when you're out there. Everyone cheers for everyone. The fans are great. The feeling of it being your last time when doing each dance for the year just brings something up in everyone, and it's just really a special time that we cherish so much.
Well, I know you guys have loved ones waiting down there to take pictures and everything. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on another section champion and Jazz and High Kick, and you enjoy this week, and I just am so happy for you guys. So congratulations again, and I'll see you next weekend, okay? So that's Molly Halverson and Micaiah Poos, seniors on the dance team. Paul,
yeah.
I think that's a good wrap-up for Section 3A dance. We've all go through the final results here. So in Jazz, representing Section 3A is Worthington, YME, and our section champions, Lacaparro Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows. And in High Kick, Montevideo, Yellow Medicine East, Lacaparro Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows are our 2026 section champions. So this was a fun opportunity, and thank you, Paul, for allowing me to bring the live action to our listening area.
All right. Great job, Dee Dee. Appreciate it. You did a super job, and we'll see you Friday at Target Center then. Can't wait.
Yep, I look forward to it as well. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right, thank you. That's Dee Dee Schomer covering Section 3A dance for Q92 at Montevideo High School. And once again, congratulations to the Shadows, section champions in Jazz and High Kick. Let's return to our regular scheduled program with Under the Hood.
Everyone. And some you have to match, some you don't. Some slip in, you know, some can just drop in. And that, I don't want to get away from that when
right.
we talk about, because now it sounds those two calls are specific to those vehicles, and it can be different no matter what.
Right. Yeah, you've got to know. And the big thing is, do you know? If you don't, you've got to work with the shop. And like we've had, so the customers, we've had a couple, they put their own part in, they said, I can do this, I don't need a shop. So they put it in, they weren't
like
aware of that.
Like I would, yeah.
The one guy, it cost him a lot of money because he put it in himself in a Nissan. The controller did not come with the part. He waited 8 months to a year before he installed it.